Welcome to Mindful Moments of Mars. Mindful Moments of Mars is an audio experience which uses the writings of Edgar Rice Burroughs to explore mindfulness. Give me that old style Mindful Moments of Mars. Give me that old style Mindful Moments of Mars. Let's just find out what's going on with Geck. Geck, this chapter is called Geck Plays Pranks. Let's see what prank Geck has for us next. When the warriors had departed from the prison in which Geck was confined, the Caldenes crawled from the shoulders of the Rykor to the table. Here he drank a little water and then directed the hands of the Rykor to the balance of it and to the food with, upon which... Okay, da, 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 da. So Geck pretended to be unconscious. Geck is a spider creature living on top of a headless humanoid body. His captors think he's unconscious. They left the room. He then detaches himself from the Rykor, the body, crawls down to the table, drinks some water, and then gets back on the Rykor and feeds the Rykor a little bit so it puts food and water down its neck hole. Upon which the brainless thing fell with avidity. While it was thus engaged, Geck took his spider-like way along the table to the opposite end where lay the key to the fetter. Seizing it in a chela, he leaped to the floor and scurried rapidly toward the mouth of one of the burrows against the wall, into which he disappeared. For long had the brain been contemplating these burrow entrances. They appealed to his Caldanian taste. They appeared to his Caldanian tastes. And further, they pointed a hiding place for the key and a lair for the only kind of food that the Caldene relished, flesh and blood. Geck had never seen an Ulcio since these great Martian rats had long ago disappeared from Bantoom, their flesh and blood having been greatly relished by the Caldenes. But Geck had inherited, almost unimpaired, every memory of every ancestor, and so he knew that Ulcio inhabited these lairs and that Ulcio was good to eat. And he knew what Ulcio looked like and what his habits were, though he had never seen him nor any picture of him. Geck comes from a spider people, who in antiquity ate rats. Without documenting the behavior of these rats or taking pictures of them, just through inherited memory, Geck knows everything about these rats, knows what they look like, where to find them, that they're good to eat, and he is now crawling into a hole with a little key in hand to eat a rat. Where else but in the work of Edgar Rice Burroughs can we have this kind of excitement? Where else can we be rooting for a spider monster crawling into a hole, I hope this spider monster bludgeons a rat with a key and then eats the rat. And for that to be that's the outcome that we all in our hearts desire. We want to see a spider monster eat a rat that he has just murdered. It's a very exciting text. And, you know, we hear a lot about literature and what people want from the written word. They want to be taken to other worlds. They want to explore the human condition and see views on life that they wouldn't see otherwise by exploring through the viewpoints of characters that are different from themselves in some way. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is that we all want to read about a spider monster crawling into a hole, bludgeoning a rat to death with a key, and then sucking the meat out of the rat through its eye socket with a little sucker, a kind of a O-shaped sucker mouth designed for sucking the meat out of rats through the eye hole. And I think a lot of writers have drifted away from that type of writing. They don't write stories about spider monsters bludgeoning rats and eating them in a little hole. They write stories about, I don't know, let's say an acrimonious divorce against the backdrop of the Haitian earthquake. Is that the type of thing that might be in a book? I think it might be. Not much about spider monsters there. I don't have anything else left to say. Listen, for you, yesterday was the day when the car alarm went off. For me, it was 10 minutes ago. And shaken and stirred, I am like a vodka martini. Shaken, not stirred? Well, I did stir. I mean, I turned off the alarm. Let's end it here. I'll take a breath.